Sunday, May the 8th, 2016. Healthy Homes Bill. The Labour Party is pleased that their Healthy Homes Bill passed the first reading in Parliament. The leader of the Labour Party, Andrew Little, believes that all rental homes should have good ceiling and underfloor insulation and be provided with heating and ventilation. Too many homes in New Zealand are cold and damp. The government has to add insulation to state houses before July this year. However, at the moment, private landlords do not have to provide good insulation until 2019. New minimum standards for insulation began in 1978. However, many houses, especially rental houses, were built before 1978. The Healthy Homes Bill states that older rental properties must have insulation which is the same as or better than the minimum standard in 1978. They must also be provided with adequate heating and ventilation. The Labour government believes warmer homes would help to stop children getting sick. Illnesses such as rheumatic fever and pneumonia may be linked to cold, mouldy homes. The New Zealand University Students Association supported the Healthy Homes Bill. The association president said students often lived in older rental homes which are not insulated. It's hard for students to study when they are cold, and they are more likely to get sick when they live in damp houses. This Healthy Homes Bill passed by 61 to 60 votes. Next, it goes to a parliamentary committee, then back to Parliament for the second and third reading. If it passes, the bill goes to the Governor-General for signing, then it becomes law.